test in mind.
Okay, when the wind's been blowing very gentle and now it's getting a little bit stronger, you say the wind is doing...
Blowing hard.
Okay. If it's just the opposite and the wind has been strong and it's getting weaker and weaker, you say it's doing what?
Ceasing.
On a morning in the fall when you first go outdoors, if you find it is cold but not disagreeably cold, the kind of weather you like to be at, and you say this morning is rather... If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you might say last night we had a...
Frost.
It was so cold last night the lake did what?
Froze over.
If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might...
Freeze over.
It had blank before I got there. The lake had what before I got there?
Frozen over.
What do you call... this room?
The den.
Okay, what do you call the room where the family lives?
Family room.
Okay. What do you call the room where everybody goes and sits and visits?
The living room.
Okay. Speaking of rooms and their heights, you say this room is about 9 by 15
feet.
Okay. While we're talking, Grandma, how about tell me about the time that you learned to drive the car you bought?
Well, the first car I owned, my brother and myself went in together and bought it. And so he knew how to drive, and he wouldn't teach me how to drive. So I decided I would learn to drive it myself. So he worked at the mill and he parked the car in the parking lot. So I go out and get the car and don't know anything about it. But anyway, I got the car started and I started home. And we lived 2 miles out in the country from this little town and Bramble. And there was a garage not too far from where my brother worked. And so I didn't know how to put more gas to it to get up this little rise. And I stopped and asked the garage man, and he told me. So I did fine and went on home. And I got home and I didn't know how to stop the car. So I just cut the gas off and hit it for a tree. And of course the tree stopped me, and it, despite my mother, just she just got all upset.
But it just tickled
me to death, didn't make a bump on the car. And so that's how I would get the car out. And from then on I found out how to stop the car. So we would fight about who would have the car. He'd want the car and I'd want the car. So we just had a wonderful time with the car, fussing and fighting until I bought his part out, and then I had the car. And then me and the family would get out, and I would carry my mother and daddy out, and my other brothers and sisters. So I was only 15 years old, and back then you didn't have to have a driving license. You just drive, and that was it. So it was very amusing and kind.
What kind of car was it?
It was a shift gear Ford.
Was it a Model T or what?